All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for this week's episode of Pro Wrestling America, coming to you from the State Farm Center in Champaign. A couple of housekeeping notes. Harlem Heat has signed an extension of their contract, yet Razor Ramon has decided he wants to part ways with the PWA. Can't say that I blame him, because he's not really been conducive to any ideas I've had for him for matches or for storylines. Maybe sometime in the future. All right, but this week we have a great lineup for you, as we have Devin Storm facing off against Barry Horowitz in the Interstate 74 tournament. We have dueling cage matches with Reggie B. Fine facing off against Gentleman Chris Adams, and then Rick the Model Martel facing off against Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. We have the Illinois heavyweight title on the line as Iceman King Parsons defends the title against Haku. American heavyweight title on the line, Jerry the King Lawler defending against superstar Billy Graham. And then in our main event, international tag team titles on the line, the Acolytes defending against Harlem Heat. A lot of work, and that's even more matches as well. But before we get into those, let's look at this past weekend on the house shows. On Friday in Decatur, we had Barry Horowitz defeating Brooklyn Brawler. We had Haku defeating Chris Canyon. Blacktop Bully defeating Bunkhouse Buck. Terry Taylor defeating Bradshaw. And Booker T defeating superstar Billy Graham in the main event of that card. Saturday in Danville, we had Stan Lane defeating Italian Stallion. Terry Funk defeating Ron Simmons. Steve Kern defeating Brian Christopher. Robert Fuller defeating the other half of Too Cool, Scott Taylor. And then in a weird main event there, Devin Storm defeating Johnny B. Bad. Again, you know, we have these great house shows so that we can add a little bit more than what they see here on the cards. Anyway, let's move into the matches. First match is Brooklyn Brawler facing off against Blacktop Bully. And they have a great match. Bully thinks he's going to have an easy match, but Brawler shows why he is one of the favorites to win Eddie Gilbert's Interstate 74 tournament. But Blacktop Bully gets the pin after a backbreaker in 13 minutes, 53 seconds. So Brooklyn Brawler's showing that he's got some stuff to prove here in the PWA. Up next is the Interstate 74 tournament match. Devin and Barry Horowitz have a spectacular match. Devin misses a moonsault. Horowitz takes over and gets the pin after a schoolboy roll-up in a time of 8 minutes, 42 seconds. Devin complains about a fast count. When that doesn't work, he complains about his tights being pulled. Horowitz grabs a chair from ringside and slides back into the ring. Horowitz nails Devin with the chair and tells him to be quiet before leaving the ring. All right, now we get to the two cage matches coming up. So the ring crew sets up the cage while Alexandra York and the Gorgeous Gentleman come out to the interview desk. Alexandra complains about her wrestlers having to compete in steel cage matches. She doesn't see the need for this mistreatment of the most gorgeous wrestlers in the PWA. Alexandra demands that I come out to the interview desk and answer her complaints. I come out. Both members of the Gorgeous Gentlemen stand between me and Alexandra. I explain that these matches have been set up so that the action stays in the ring. Altercations between the Gorgeous Gentlemen and Rick Martel and Reggie B. Fine have happened all over the arenas on the house shows. I want to keep the action where it's supposed to be, in the ring. Alexandra continues to complain, but I ask if she wants to forfeit the matches for her wrestlers. The Gorgeous Gentlemen inform me that they don't forfeit matches. They fight every single one of them. The three leave the interview area and head down to the ring. Adams climbs into the cage as Garvin and Alexandra take places in the ringside area. Reggie and Martel come down to the ring with Sunshine behind them. Reggie climbs the ring steps toward the ring. Martel and Sunshine take places opposite Garvin and Alexandra. Their time will come in a little bit. When Reggie gets into the ring, Adam nails him with a forearm across the back. The two brawl inside the cage. Adams and Reggie toss each other into the turnbuckles and the cage walls numerous times. They make use of the legal weapon in the match. It's amazing how bad this brawl is, with these two not even being the main people in the storyline. They're in the next match. However, Reggie and Adams continue to fight each other until Reggie catapults Adams into the cage wall once again for the pin in a time of 17 minutes, 51 seconds. Your winner is Reggie B. Fine. Now we move on to the other cage match. Once their partners are done, Martel and Garvin try to get into the cage. Tommy Young manages to maintain control and gets Reggie and Adams to leave the cage before allowing the other two into the cage. Martel climbs into the cage first. When Garvin gets to the cage door, Martel dropkicks him back down the steps. Adams and Alexander check on Garvin, but he shoves them both out of the way. Young instructs Martel to allow Garvin into the cage. When the cage door closes, Martel attacks Garvin. Garvin and Martel tear into each other just like their partners did in the last match. After 10 minutes, neither wrestler is looking particularly gorgeous. Both have been busted open by the cage wall. Garvin gets the win after Tommy Young stops the match because of the blood in Martel's eyes in a time of 13 minutes, 42 seconds. Your winner is gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. Now we move back to the interview desk where J.J. Dillon comes out with all five members of the stud stable. Dillon complains that Hot Stuff and Hyatt International is still running things here in the PWA. Taylor takes the microphone from him and demands to have a match against any member of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Lance reminds him that he has a match against Iron Mike Sharp tonight. Taylor says he wants a match against a real wrestler from the stable. This brings Hot Stuff and Hyatt International out to the interview desk. All five referees come out to keep the stables separated. Eddie tells Taylor that he will give him a match against himself if Taylor beats Sharp tonight. Taylor tells Sharp that he better bring his A-game tonight. Sharp tells Taylor that he doesn't stand a chance against him tonight or any night. The two stables step toward each other, but the referees manage to keep them separated. Dillon takes the stud stable back to the dressing room. Missy leads her men back to the dressing room afterwards. The heat is building between the stud stable and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. We can have a great storyline between these two stables. It may be the great time for us in the late summer and early fall. But going on to the next match, which features nobody who is just there at the interview desk, Beef Stew Lou Marconi facing off against Curtis Thompson. And Marconi and Thompson have a decent match, even though they both seem bummed that the cage has been taken down. Thompson takes advantage of a miscue by Marconi off the middle turnbuckle to get the submission with a figure four in a time of 11 minutes, 19 seconds. Your winner is Curtis Thompson. Alexander climbs into the ring and hands Thompson the microphone. He demands that he be allowed to take Marconi's spot in the Interstate 74 tournament match next week. He was cheated out of his place in the tournament by the Rock and Roll RPMs 2 weeks ago. He has proven that he deserves to not only have the title shot, but to regain the title again. After no one responds to his demands, Alexander escorts Thompson back to the dressing room. All right, the match we have been waiting for and anticipating for the last 15 minutes is finally here. Iron Mike Sharp versus Terry Taylor. Terry Taylor has challenged any member for a match. All throughout the match, he seems to be preoccupied with the other members of the stable, such as Illinois heavyweight champion Iceman King Parsons or international heavyweight champion Austin Idol. Taylor tries to put Sharp away several times, but Sharp refuses to lay down for him. While Dillon has Nick Patrick distracted, Taylor pulls a chain out of his tights and nails Sharp with it. Patrick goes to count the pinfall, but Missy climbs onto the ring apron. Patrick has to contend with Missy now. Taylor gets agitated and stomps over to Patrick and Missy, grabbing her by the hair. By this time, the ring announcer has announced that 30 seconds are left in the time limit. The announcement sets Taylor off again. However, he dropped the chain on Sharp's stomach. Sharp gets back to his feet with the chain wrapped around his hand to knock Taylor out. Patrick turns around to make the count just before the time limit expires. Your winner is Iron Mike Sharp in a time of 29 minutes, 58 seconds. Dillon is incensed. He would have been happier with a time limit draw, but Missy cheated Taylor out of it. When Taylor gets up again, he demands the microphone. He challenges Sharp to a rematch, but he wants Missy banned from ringside. He wants to have a clean match with Sharp. The crowd reacts negatively toward Taylor as he whines in the ring. For after a moment, Dillon takes the microphone away and tells Taylor that he has a solution to fix the situation. What's JJ got in mind? What's up his sleeve? We're going to have to find out some point in the future. Next match is the Illinois Heavyweight title match. Iceman and Haku have been waiting for this match. The fans seem to be getting behind this unpolished side of Sunshine as well. However, the match doesn't last too long before both men are distracted by the reappearance of Terry Taylor and J.J. Dillon. Iceman and Taylor jaw at each other. Haku turns to Sunshine for advice. She motions to Iceman. Haku nails Iceman with a vicious karate chop that sends him tumbling through the ropes. As Randy Anderson backs Haku away from the ropes, Taylor nails Iceman with a vicious chair shot. Missy tries to get Anderson's attention, but he tells her to stay out of the match. Taylor and Dillon leave the ringside area. Anderson can only count Iceman out and award the match to Haku in a time of 4 minutes. Your winner is Haku by countout. Missy checks on Iceman as Sunshine leads Haku past them to the dressing room. As Sunshine goes past, she grabs Missy's hair and tosses her into the guardrail. Yeah, this unpolished side of Sunshine might be a good thing for the PWA. Anyway, next match. Too Cool facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs. This tag team match is quick as Scott Taylor takes advantage of a miscommunication by the RPMs and J.J. Dillon to roll Davis up for a quick pin in a time of 2 minutes, 27 seconds. Sunshine encourages her men to get out of the ring quickly and not celebrate just yet. The RPMs are not happy with Dillon, but he seems to manage to calm them down so they can leave the ring. Right now, Missy and Eddie come out to the interview desk. Lance steps around to talk with them. Missy complains about how everyone has decided to mistreat Hot Stuff and Hyatt International tonight. She blames J.J. Dillon and the Stud Stable for their problems. After all, it was Terry Taylor who cost Iceman King Parsons his match against Haku. It was supposed to be a one and done, but it looks like Sunshine will be demanding a rematch. That's fine with Missy because she wants to get her hands on Sunshine after throwing her into the guardrail. Eddie takes the microphone and says that Taylor can whine all he wants, that he wasn't man enough to defeat Iron Mike Sharp, one of the greatest wrestlers ever to step in the ring. Eddie turns his attention to two other great wrestlers, the Fabulous Ones, the former American Tag Team Champions. He and Doug are scheduled against them in the next match, but Eddie has an alternative. He announces that he has spoken with the Fabulous Ones, and they have agreed to join Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. The crowd reacts negatively. Lance can't even believe it. Eddie goes on to say that they were upset that Alexander cost them their titles against their own stablemates. Now Harlem Heat are the American Tag Team Champions and challenging for the International Tag Team titles tonight. The Fabulous Ones come out with Alexander by their side. Kern wants to know what Eddie has been smoking because there is no way the Fabulous Ones would ever leave the York Foundation. Alexander continues to proclaim that the York Foundation is still as strong as ever. Harlem Heat will take the International Tag Team titles tonight, making the Fabulous Ones the obvious choice to be the next American Tag Team Champions. Everything is going just fine, but it would be easier if Missy and Eddie would quit running their mouths and take care of business in the ring. Lance finds himself in the middle as the Fabulous Ones get in Eddie's face. The York Foundation and Hot Stuff Hyatt International come out to separate their stablemates. So we've got the Stud Stable having issues with Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. We have the York Foundation having issues with Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Missy and Eddie have painted a big target on themselves. And yet, we get down to the ring, where it is, the Fabulous Ones facing off against the Gilbert Brothers. And when the two tag teams make it to the ring, they have a wonderful match. The fans are on their feet the entire time. Eddie and Doug try their best to take shortcuts, but the Fabulous Ones keep the match scientific. Doug finds the end of a vicious savate kick by Lane and is pinned in a time of 20 minutes, 14 seconds. So your winners are the Fabulous Ones. Next match. American heavyweight title on the line. Jerry the King Lawler defending the title against superstar Billy Graham. And this is a lackluster match. However, the fans get on to both of them for the lack of action. The two of them seem comfortable just yapping at each other in the ring. The fans start chanting boring, which angers both men. Graham picks up the win after a shoulder tackle takes Lawler out of the ring. Lawler hits his head on the guardrail and doesn't make the 10 count, so your winner by countout in a time of 17 minutes 20 seconds is superstar Billy Graham. Is Graham going to be happy with a count-out victory over the American Heavyweight Champion? Of course not. He wants the title. Maybe next time, Billy. All right, our main event tonight. international tag team titles on the line. The Acolytes defending the titles against the former champions, Harlem Heat, the current American tag team champions. These two powerhouse teams show a very spectacular match, why they are the first two international tag team champions. The match goes almost the entire 60-minute time limit, with both teams exhausted by the end. Farouk gets the pin on Booker T after a power slam into a neutral turnbuckle in a time of 59 minutes, 44 seconds. After the bell, all four men respectfully shake hands in the middle of the ring, showing the great sportsmanship that is here in the PWA between the teams and the wrestlers who recognize the talent and respect the ability of their opponents. All right, that's it for this week. Next week, we get further into what is going to happen with Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, with the Stud Stable on one side, the York Foundation on the other, and they still have to deal with me as the head booker, but, you know, Eddie's got his own ideas as we have continuing on with the Interstate 74 tournament. But I encourage you to be back next week to continue to support your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This is Southern Dynamite. I will see you next week.